bum. All trusting, fully trusting in the Savior's love. I'm doing what I can for heaven's holy dove. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world.
For answers in this ever-changing world, solutions to the problems that you face. But I am here to tell you, you won't find the answer there,
right?
'Cause they're only found in God's amazing grace. You may search for answers in this ever-changing world. Salute. solutions to the problems that you face. But I am here to tell you, we won't find the answer here.
That's it.
Oh, they're only found in God's amazing grace.
Oh, the blood still cleanses, wars the skin. It still delivers all and men. It has never lost its power to save. Oh, the blood has it ever changed.
Critics don't believe that the blood of Jesus saves. They say there's nothing to the Word of God. But I am here to tell you that even they shall kneel to the King of Kings. Yeah. Praise God, it won't be long.
Oh, the blood still cleanses.
Dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David rebuilding a temple of praise.
days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming his flesh. Oh, and these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. Oh, the fields are as wide in your word. And we are the laborers in the vineyard, and we're going to declare the name of the Lord.
Behold, he comes riding on the cloud.
Let's praise him. Hallelujah. There is no God like our God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing, saving, delivering. Glory to God. Amen. How many glad to be in God's house today? Amen. Why don't you just step across the aisle, turn around, shake your neighbor's hand, tell him it's good to see him in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. love the Lord, say amen. 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 Certainly appreciate you being in the house of the Lord with us today. Amen. Look forward to what the Lord has in store for us. Appreciate those that are visiting with us today, all the guests. We welcome each and every one of you in. And first-time guests today, Steve and Erica, good to have them. And others, let's let them know we're glad to have them in the house of God today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Deacons, help me if you would this morning as we worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Amen. What a joy to be able to give to the Lord and the work of the Lord. Amen. Let's give today. Amen. Liberally unto the Lord. Appreciate the work of God, all that God is doing. Amen. And you and I have a part that we can play and be instrumental in seeing souls born again in this last hour. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Jeremy Miles, lead us to the Lord in prayer if you would, please. Couple announcements to remind you of. Number one, and the last day is today. If you're interested in taking one of the bus seats, today would be the last day for that. If you're wanting to do that, let myself or Sister Gina know, and we certainly appreciate those that have given toward the new bus. And I don't know, probably 10,000 miles or so have already been placed upon that bus. So thank you for those that have given in regards to that. Also, the Heritage Donor Banquet is coming up May the 19th. The information is on the bulletin board. So we'd love for each and every one of you to feel welcome to be with us. And those of you that were there last year, and we invite you back. Those that are have participated this year in giving, thank you for that. And we certainly invite you back to the banquet. And for whatever reason, if you were not able to be there last year and you'd like to join with us this year, there's no charge for that banquet. It's at Cary Hilliard's. We'd love for you to be with us. And all the information is on the bulletin board. So if you have any questions, see me after the service as well. Amen. I want Brother Mark to sing for us this morning. But if you would stand, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And maybe you've got an urgent prayer request. I know Sister Barn was placed in the hospital yesterday. We want to lift her up in prayer. And good to see Brother J.C. Davis able to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Since about August of last year, very, very sick and really hadn't been able to be here. Maybe Christmas, I think, was the last time. So good to see Brother J.C. being in the house of the Lord today. And someone else got an urgent request. You just lift your hand on this side. God knows the needs you have in your life as you just lift your hand before the Lord. How about in the middle section this morning? Any request? Amen. I'm glad we're serving a God whose eyes look down upon us today, aren't you? Amen. How about on this left side? Amen. Any urgent prayer request? Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. The Bible teaches us where two or three are gathered together in the name of the Lord. Amen. I believe we're gathered together in His name today, don't you? Amen. How many are gathered in His name? Not your name, but His name. Amen. In His name, there's healing. I believe that, don't you? Amen. Let's bind together right now. Father, we come to You. We thank You for the day You've given to us. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings, Your mercy. Thank You, Lord, for the privilege to be here with Your people today. Lord, these needs that were lifted by an uplifted hand, we just pray, God, that You would move on behalf of those that are sick, those that are in the hospital. Lord, we pray for Sister Barnes. Lift her and strengthen her. Help her, O Lord, God. We pray You'd raise her in the newness of life. God, we pray for Brother J.C. and others that have been sick and are here today. Bless them. Strengthen them. others that are unable to be in the house of the Lord. We know you're not limited by distance. We know, Lord, your healing is able to minister to them right where they are at. Go into the jail cell, the hospital room, Lord. God, go into the sick bedroom and minister healing this morning. Do it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, as we assemble together, oh, we ask for the presence of God to be with us today. Lord, would you touch every heart, touch every life, captivate our minds through the word of God. Meet us around this altar. We praise you in advance for what you're going to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm not giving up. I'll not turn around. By the grace of God, I'm gonna win a shining crown someday. Well, I'm gonna keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. Oh, I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. I've been walking through the valley, through this veil of tears, and times I've even questioned even if my Lord was near. Many times that old tempter says, why not turn around? Oh, you can't get any farther because you're still losing ground. Oh, but I'm not giving up. Oh, I'll not turn around. By the grace of God, I'm gonna win a shining crown someday. Well, I'm gonna keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. Oh, I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. Oh, now would you mind to tell me something bothered me? Oh, why is it that that old devil just won't let God's children be? Well, he's bound and he's determined to get right in the way. Oh, and to keep us from the way of right and lead your soul to stay. Oh, but I'm not giving up. I'll not turn around. Oh, cause by the grace of my God, I'm gonna win a shining crown someday. Oh, I'm gonna keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. Cause I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. Oh, I'm not giving up. I'll not turn around. Cause by the grace of my God, I'm gonna win a shining crown. Someday I'm gonna keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. Oh, I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on.
Ah, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I invite you back to 2 Corinthians this morning. Amen. Last Sunday I was in the fourth chapter. Today I want to stop off in the fifth chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, starting at verse number 1, reading down through the sixth verse. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Amen. Scripture says, For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Amen. God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about trying to make it home. Trying to make it home. 1 Peter chapter number 2, as the beloved writes, we are strangers. We are pilgrims. We are strangers in this world, and we are pilgrims. When we get saved, something transforms in our heart and in our lives, and we realize that we are different than we were before salvation. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. We're called out of darkness and into the marvelous light of the gospel. And one thing I find true is when we get up from the altar of salvation, we realize this world is not our home anymore. There ought to be a yearning. There ought to be a desire. There ought to be a longing in every heart of the child of God. I want to go home. I want to go home. We're strangers. We're foreigners in this land. Peter said that we're pilgrims. We are on a journey. Brothers and sisters, this morning, do you feel like you're a pilgrim? Do you feel like you're a stranger? Do you feel like you're a foreigner in this world that we live? If so, the Bible has great comfort for you because it tells us we are on a journey. We're trying to make it home. We are not home. This is not home. We're just passing through. Philippians chapter number 3 says that our conversation or our citizenship is in heaven. Amen. I'm longing to go home today. I've got a homeland. How about you? And when I look around, this is not home. I'm not comfortable in this world. And so Paul addresses this ideology. He addresses this theology and says that we are in this tabernacle. We are in this body, but we have a heavenly home. We have an eternal home. And he said we're going to try to make it home. Paul had his bags packed. His luggage was ready. He had a desire to depart. He had a desire to go to heaven. And so he said he's still in this body. But until that, to be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. I want to make it home. I don't want to be at home in this world, the songwriter said. Amen. And I look around, how many feel uncomfortable? How many feel out of place? As we drop down through this text this morning, I want to point out just a few things to you. Number one, hardships on the way home. There's going to be afflictions on the way home. Somehow, somewhere along the line, and I know it sounds good to the flesh, but we felt like when we got saved, we signed an exemption that nothing would ever go wrong in our lives. That as a believer and as a child of God, I shouldn't have any problems, I shouldn't have any stress, I shouldn't have any afflictions in my life. But yet notice Paul says, in this tabernacle, we do groan. In this tabernacle, we are burdened. We are in this world, but I'm glad we are not of this world. But for a little while, we are in this world. And when I got up from the altar knowing that Jesus was the Lord of my life, I knew there's a home I want to go see. I want to see Jesus face to face, don't you? I said, I want to see Jesus face to face someday. I'd realize this is not my home. A few years ago, we traveled back to Dayton to show the kids where I grew up, and the first house we bought when Beth and I got married, Pinto Point, 8409 Pinto Point, that doesn't mean much to you. living at the end of Sesame Street growing up, 7001 Summerdale Drive was at the end of Sesame Street. That does not mean much to you, but it did to me. That's where I grew up. Brant Pike, that doesn't mean much to you, but it does to me because that's where I grew up. But when we took them back and we started looking around, it had been a long time since I've been on Summerdale. The house on Pinto Point looked to see it looked a whole lot different than it was when we used to live there. It just didn't feel like home anymore. And I feel like that serving God sometimes when we look around this world. Sometimes we get a bit perplexed or we get a little bit agitated or uneasy because we feel as if we're supposed to be comfortable in this world. It's almost as if we feel like we're supposed to be at home down here. But brothers and sisters, we are not supposed to be comfortable. We are not supposed to be at home. We are on a journey. Something would be amiss. Something would be wrong if we were comfortable. Something would be wrong if we did make this home. But you and I, beloved, know the trumpet's going to sound. We're going to rise from this world and we are going home. But when I look around and see, I am not at home. I'm not comfortable. I'm not an old man just yet, but I realize I'm not comfortable in the world in which we're living. I'm not real comfortable the direction some things are headed in our country. I'm not excited about the direction some things are moving along at a fast clip in our culture. I come along when you could tell a boy was still a boy, but that's a foreign idea anymore, so it seems. The girls still look like girls. Matter of fact, we taught boys to grow up and love women, but that seems to be even a foreign concept in the world in which we live. I'm not at home in the world. I'm not at home in the culture that I see developing in our society. But the great thing in my heart is there is something inside of me, the earnest of the Spirit, that lets me know, child of God, you're not home yet. Child of God, this is not your final destination. Child of God, hold on a little while. The trumpet's going to sound. We're going to leave this world. And brother or sister, we are going home. And in the meantime, there's going to be some affliction. In the meantime, there's going to be some hardship. And so Paul said that we are in this tabernacle. We are in this tabernacle. The wording has the idea that it's a tent. It's analogous with the Old Testament of the tent of meeting in the Old Testament. When the children of God were moving through their wilderness wanderings and they would set up their tent, that place, that tent of meeting, that place of meeting with God, it was just a tent. It was not a permanent place. It was just a tent. It was a tent signifying there would come a day when they would have their own land and they would have a permanent temple. But the tent was just a shadow of that which was to come. The tent was temporary, knowing that one day Solomon's temple would be built in all of its splendor and all of its glory. Amen. Paul brings that ideology from the Old Testament, introduces us to the New Testament to tell us this fleshly body, it's a tent. It was never intended. After sin, we understand it was never going to live forever. It is given to mortality. It is just a tent that will be laid aside one day, as that tent in the Old Testament made way for that permanent temple that Solomon built. And one day this old body is going to lay down in the dust. But grieve not, weep not, children of God, because there is a permanent, there is a celestial temple. There's another body that's going to be raised in immortality. And so, brothers and sisters, that's not to bring discouragement to our lives, but that's to give us strength on the way home. That's to give us hope. That is to help us endure afflictions, that in this body we're going to have affliction. Jesus said it this way in John 16:33, in this world ye shall, somebody say shall, ye shall have blessings. That's not what he said. Let me try it again. In this world ye shall have tribulation. Anybody got any tribulation? Anybody got any afflictions in your life? We are in this world. Job said it this way, man is born a few days and full of trouble. Amen. So when the devil comes knocking on your door and says that God doesn't love you because you've got some stress, affliction going on in your life, it lets me know, friend, that I'm on the right road. Because one day soon this old afflicted body, this old tent is going to lay down. It's going to lay down, but it's not going to lay down in defeat. It's going to lay down in submission. Amen. When something greater will rise. Amen. Something that will be eternal. Something that will be permanent. Something that will be celestial. And Paul said, on our way home, we're living in a tent, brothers and sisters. He said, it's a picture of an animal that carries a burden for a little while and then lays the burden down. Ah, we're burdened for a little while. In this body, we are burdened down. In this body, we do groan. We are burdened down. But Paul said, on our way home, we're going to lay our burdens down one day. No more rivers to cross. No more mountains to climb. One more valley that we got to go through, leaving all our troubles behind. Ah, the story is told of an older preacher. The early 1900s, his family, wife and children, tragically killed in a fire. The preacher taking a walk through town, trying to find the answers that he needed from God, trying to understand the will of God. Why, as a pastor, would his wife, his children be lost in a fire? So as he's meandering through town and talking to God, he comes upon a large cathedral that is being erected. It is almost finished. He comes upon a mason that seems to be chiseling on a precious stone. He asks the mason what he is doing. He said, I'm working on this stone. I am chiseling away what does not fit, because this stone here will go up there. And at the top of that cathedral, in a large gable, was a place where that stone would be placed. And the mason said, I am working on the stone here so it will fit up there. And the Spirit of God told the preacher, said, that is exactly what afflictions will do in our life. It is God working on us. It is God molding us. It is God transforming us in this world to get us ready for the next world. Amen. I'm not at home. I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim. My treasures are laid up beyond the blue. Amen. So friend, don't be stressed and discouraged because of this world. It's going to melt away. That car, that 401k, that house, it's all going to melt away. Those shoes and that pretty suit and that fancy purse, it's going to be smoke one day when the world melts away with the fervent heat. But the true child of God will be dancing on the streets of gold. We'll be shouting in the presence of God. We'll be singing through the ages. Oh, hallelujah, friend. I come by to tell you today, we're on our way home. I said, we're on our way home. When I got up from the altar after being a child of God, amen, there was a melody in my heart. There was a song. There was a praise. I'm on my way home. And a few years later now, I'm still on my way home. Anybody excited to see Jesus? Anybody ready to see Jesus? I said, take this whole world. I said, take this whole world. I said, take the affliction and take the stress and take the burden and take the problem. Take this whole world, but I'll take Jesus. Ah, afflictions come, and I look around today and understand that some of you have afflictions in your life. And in this body, we do groan. And in this body, we are burdened. Weighted down. Weighted down. But that gives me that second thought that I'd like to bring to your attention today, and that is, in the midst of our afflictions, there is hope on the way home. We are not forsaken. We are not alone. We are not destitute of God. But His Spirit and His presence is with us here this morning. I have somebody with me. I said, I have somebody with me. In the fiery furnace, have you ever felt Jesus show up for you? In the lion's den, have you ever felt Jesus show up for you? I said, there is hope on the way home. I said, I've got a hope. There's a better day. I've got hope. I'm going to see Jesus. I've got hope. What I see now with my eyes is temporary. I've got hope that I'm on my way to heaven. I've got hope this morning. Amen. That greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's why you can come to the altar and have a bad doctor's report and still be able to praise the Lord, because you've got hope. That's why when the children start acting a little bit crazy, you can still come to the altar and lift your hands and worship God, because you've got hope. That's why when the devil said you don't have a reason to get out of bed and go to church this morning, you got up, got ready, and came to the house of God and said, the devil is a liar, because there is hope inside of you. There is that resilient spirit inside of you. Amen. That all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. I said, God has a plan, and God is in charge. I may have afflictions, I may have struggles, and I may get burdened. And sometimes you are my burden. But oh, friend, one day, someday, soon, I said, all trouble, all heartache, it'll be laid aside. And inside of my heart, amen, there is that hope, there is that song, there is that joy, there is that praise, amen, that Jesus is not done yet. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Edward Mote, that carpenter who became that great preacher of yesterday, only wrote one song in his entire life. It happened to be a famous song that many of us know the words to. One day, working in his carpenter shop, the tune, the melody comes to him, and he puts, by the end of the day, he's got four verses and the chorus. He writes them down, he puts them in his pocket. All week long, he meditates upon them. He goes to visit one of his good friends, a minister, the next Sunday, whose wife happens to be dying. They look for a hymnal to sing a song, to find encouragement there. They can find no hymnal. And so Edward Mote pulls out the words that he had constructed a week before with that tune playing in his heart and his mind. And he said, maybe you will find great comfort in these words. And Edward sang the only song that he ever wrote. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. That last stanza said, when he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, clothed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Hey, friend, I'm going to tell you, amen, in the afflictions of life, going to pray for someone who's friend, or your friend whose wife is dying of a terminal illness but has hope that she's going to heaven, we can sing that song, on Christ the solid rock I stand. You hear me today? The devil doesn't get the final say-so. I said the devil is not calling the shot. Amen. Jesus has a plan. I said affliction has a purpose. Pain is not random. It's not chaotic and out of order. But there is a master design. You don't have to throw in the towel and quit. Amen. You don't have to give up and surrender and say, I can't take anymore. But on your darkest day, in your weakest moment, you can throw your hand toward heaven and say, on Christ the solid rock I stand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. I'm alive this morning because of Jesus Christ, his blood and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody lift your hands and love God this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we're on our way home, child of God. I said we're on our way home this morning. And I stopped by to tell you, keep praising. I stopped by to tell you, keep singing. I stopped by to tell you, weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. I come by to tell you that Jesus is still your elder brother, that we have the author and the finisher of our faith. I stopped by to tell you that the devil is defeated in Jesus' name.
name, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't have permission to say it, and I don't have permission not to say it. So some of us, somebody sent Beth a video yesterday. We've been praying for Jeff Woods and his family out in California. And you know the story, most of you do anyway. His wife was in a car accident. She was expecting a child. She lost that baby, lost a two-year-old child, and the other three children are recuperating from injuries. His wife is fighting for her life. And somebody sent Beth a video of him playing the piano in the waiting area of that hospital, singing through it all, through it all, through it all, through it all. I'm going to tell you, the world doesn't have that hope. The world doesn't have that song. The world doesn't have joy like that. Only Jesus can give a man whose wife is fighting for her life and who's got to bury a child. Only Jesus can keep that song alive. And if that brother can play the piano and keep singing, when I look at the insignificant stuff I've got going on, amen, I can't sit and be quiet. I just can't come to church and not be thankful. I've got to shout hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm washed in the blood. I'm on my way to heaven. This world is not my home. I said I'm not staying here. I said I'm listening for the sound of a trumpet. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I said praise be the name of our God. Amen. The dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain are going to be called up to meet them in the air. No wonder Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again. I said, beloved Jesus Christ, I said, Jesus Christ is coming again. Jesus. I said, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord. What are you so excited, preacher? I'm excited trying to see what I don't see. Roll back those heavens for a moment. Oh, what's heaven going to be like? Let me give you my third little idea, and that is there is a home we're headed to. I said there is a home that we're headed to. It's a perfect place. It's a prepared place. And it's a permanent place. Amen. When we go out to the grave and we say goodbye, all we've watched them do is take off that temporary, earthly tabernacle and lay it down. That's all we've watched them do. But if by faith we could look into heaven, amen, that building whose hands were not made with men's hands, but that eternal tabernacle, as that tent was laid off, their last breath in this world and their first breath in the next world, they were healed, they were delivered. Oh, heaven's going to be a wonderful place. I said filled with glory and grace. Glory. Ah, somebody just shout hallelujah right now. Somebody shout hallelujah right now. Ah, shout in the face of your trial. Shout in the face of your sorrow. Shout in the face of your pressure. Amen. The devil is a liar this morning. Take some time and enjoy the presence of God right now. I said take some time and enjoy the presence of God right now. Glory. Glory. Ah, blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Glory. I might be a little bit more excited than you are this morning, but that's all right. I went to order a book yesterday. It's a pre-order. And they were trying to get everybody to pre-order. And so I got like 3 emails yesterday at 9 a.m., whenever it was. If you'll pre-order this book, here's what you're going to get. About noon or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I got another email. If you'll pre-order this book, not only are we going to give you what we was going to give you this morning, but now we're going to add some more to it. I thought, well, if I keep holding on, no, I might get this book by free by midnight. 6 o'clock, whatever, rolled around. We're closing this deal at midnight tonight. There's more. There's more. There's more. We're going to give you what we's going to give you at 9. We're going to give you what we's going to give you at noon. Now here's our final offer. You're going to get all of this for a $16 book. You're going to get a $300 value. Well, I was going to buy the book anyway. I'm just going to see how much it's going to give to me. But every time it kept saying, there's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. That's kind of the way I feel about heaven this morning. I just see a little bit, but oh, there's more. There's more. Oh, there's more. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with men, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. That's wonderful. But there's more. God shall wipe all tears from their eyes. Oh, thank God, thank God. But wait, 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 wait. There's more. Wait, there shall be no more death, neither crying, no sorrow. There'll be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. But wait a minute, there's more. I said there's more. Every gate is going to be a pearl. Amen, the streets are going to look like transparent gold. But wait. I said, wait, there's more. The nations which are saved shall walk in the light of it. But wait, 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 there's more. And there shall be a no wise. Amen. Any enter anything in that city that defileth it. Amen. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination. No more devil. No more sorrow. No more darkness. I said, oh, hallelujah. But wait. There's more. And he showed me a pure river of water of life. Oh, glory. In the midst of the street, on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded fruit every month. But wait, there's more. And there shall be no more curse. Oh, friend, I said glory to God. But wait. But wait, 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 there's more. Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, David, Solomon, Rebecca, Sarah. I said, wait, there's more. Amen, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen, James. I said, they're all there. But wait, there's more. I got a granddaddy over there. I said, my grandfather is there. But wait. There's one more. I said, Jesus. I said, Jesus. Anybody want to see Jesus? Oh, love him, love him, love him. I said, anybody want to see Jesus? Oh, lift your hands and love him right now. Come on, child of God. Oh, come on and love him, child of God. Glory. Glory. Ah, while the Spirit of the Lord, while the Spirit of the Lord is here, you're in this tabernacle, but maybe there's something groaning, burdening. You say, I just need the Spirit of the Lord to come to me right now. Amen. Right now, I want you to start moving. You're here this morning and say, preacher, amen, I got some things going on in my life. I got some things I just need to turn loose to God.
Amen. Before the church comes, I want you coming first this morning. Amen. Maybe you got affliction. Maybe you got stress, struggle in your life. God's here to help you this morning. Amen. Why don't you join me at this altar line across the front and say, I'm not leaving this building with this burden in my life. I'm not leaving this building with this pressure weighing me down. I'm going to give it over to the Lord. I'm going to give it over to the Lord. I come to give it over to the Lord. I said, oh, thanks be unto God this morning. I said, thanks be unto God this morning. Is there a child of God that's ready to worship the Lord? Amen. Guests, we want you visiting at the altar with us this morning. You're welcome to join us. Amen. You're welcome to come as well. Church, let's gather into this altar right now. Let's begin to magnify our God. Let's begin to love God. We're not home yet. I said, we're not home yet. Oh,